Hey, has Ruben in?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Patrick with Cardiff.
Patrick with who?
With Cardiff.
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 Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Ruben?
This is Ruben, yes, sir.
Hey, Ruben, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. How are you?
Good. Another Monday almost in the books. How about yourself?
Man, I'm still starting my second half, man.
Only halfway there, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm only halfway there, man.
Well, hey, is it a good time to talk? I just got your web registration. Figured I'd give you a call real quick. I know you requested to be called tomorrow, though.
Yeah, you know what? I just kind of wanted to see what this was all about, man. I said, got this thing in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of wanted to see how it works, what you got, how do you do, I mean, how does their funding work? And
yeah.
I mean, I've tried to get some overhead, you know, some overhead working capital, man, and
mm-hmm.
Different places have turned me down already, and I don't know if it's because of my personal stuff or what, but if it's for my personal stuff, I can understand that, but
mm-hmm.
business end, we've been in business a year now,
uh-huh.
and we're close to making between $80,000 and $100,000, you know, for the year.
Awesome.
You know, but just trying to figure out what you guys, how it works, to be
mm-hmm.
honest with you.
Yeah, no worries at all. So where else had you been, you know, looking, and, you know, what results had you gotten? We'll start with that one.
First of all, I went with my original bank, Bank of America, man, and, you know, they said, nah, no.
Just to try and get some capital?
Yes, sir. Just to
okay.
get some overhead capital. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. I went to, what was that other place called? Swift Capital.
Right. Yeah, they're in our industry. I'm very familiar with them.
Yeah. So, you know, they were able to help me out with a little bit, but it wasn't enough to say, wow, you know, you helped me out. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those deals where it's just...
Did you end up applying with Swift, and did they give you, like, an approval, or did you end up taking a loan?
Yeah, they did. They ended up taking... I mean, they ended up giving me, you know... The minimum possible, which was not very much, you know, but it was enough to at least get me by the month, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, until you ended up taking that?
Yeah, yeah.
When did you end up doing that one?
Just probably about a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. How much did you end up taking out?
They only, $5,000.
Only five?
Yeah.
No worries. How much, how long of a, you know, term was that, too?
They 9 months. 9 months was the term.
Did they get you on daily payments too?
And they actually got me on weekly payments.
Oh, nice. What's the weekly like for that?
About 160.
160? Not too bad then. And what kind of rate do you maybe remember that too?
I don't recall that. No, I don't.
All right, no worries on that. Just trying to get, you know, a little info on that, too. How much were you looking to bring on, though? I know you said you just want to kind of get some overhead. But, I mean, in an ideal world, how much capital would you be looking to bring on?
Man, 10 or 20 was really what I was kind of
shooting for.
Yeah, but, you know, if there was able where I could get a little more, well, of course that would be great. But, I mean, I'm not, I don't want to put myself in the hole either, like big time.
Oh, definitely, right. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to over-leverage you or, you know, put you in a bad situation as well, definitely.
I mean, I only, you know, I don't get paid daily, man. I only get paid monthly. I'm a fitness gym, so
mm-hmm.
I just have monthly dues. So this whole paying a week type deal kind of hurts me, but, you know, at the same time, like I said, I just needed some help, you know. And
okay.
Luckily, we've been able to...
No, exactly. Get a
me.
Little bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I got you completely. So, I mean, you'd be looking ideally for leaning towards the monthly payments going forward with us. We can get you something satisfactory then.
Yes, sir. Yes, most
okay.
definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. Typically with the first-time customers, especially with this capital, the programs that you guys typically are eligible for are only daily, weekly. Usually we'll be able to get you into that weekly, especially if that's you know, the payment situation, because we don't want to, you know, put you in the hole like I mentioned as well. But yeah, like I can definitely make a note of that too. And then is that, when you guys work with Swift, was that the first time you guys have taken out a loan, or have you guys, you know, had one before?
Well, I mean, I had equipment loan with Pawnee, but I just didn't like the way they did business, man. And
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I kind of felt like we were, you know, pretty much, yeah, we were screwed in a lot of ways, man. But
what? Yeah, I actually had a filing that you guys had from Pawnee from a few years back, a UCC filing. Was it, looks like back in August or September 2015?
Right.
Cool. What was it you guys brought on? What kind of equipment?
Gym equipment.
Was it like, well, yeah, and then that's the other thing I was going to say, too. What kind of, you know, business is that? I just saw, TTA Sports. Are you guys like a, you know, sporting goods store? Are you a gym or?
Yeah, fitness gym. No, we're a fitness gym.
Okay, so you guys got, like, you know, free weights, you guys got a court, or, you know, what's it like out there?
Well, right now, the gym that I have is just more machines and free weights and then some cardio machines and stuff like that. But, I, you know, my gym is starting to grow. You know, more people are starting to come in, and I'm kind of looking at, man, I might need to, you know, expand later on, but I can't do it right now. I don't have those kind of funds right now. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, you know, and... go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, that's what we definitely like to hear over here, too, and, you know, kind of why I was trying to get this background information on the business was because we, you know, definitely are a relationship-based bank over here, too, and, you know, we want to help you make that next step. And, the you know, one of the nice things about our program over here, too, is about halfway through your initial loan, too, you're actually eligible to refi that loan with us, and we forgive interest on that, and you're eligible for longer terms and a larger amount. So, you know, definitely we have a lot of our clients that do renewal loans with us. So, you know, one of our very exclusive programs, and, you know, definitely a, you know, great situation that we'd like to hear. So
good. And that's basically what I was trying to do, because, you know, I need to start getting more equipment because more people are starting to come in. But like I said, I only make money monthly, man. So it's just,
right.
It's a tough, you know, and, you know, we're not in a big city or anything like that, man. You know, I'm in a city of about 15,000 people, but I've only been open a year, man. I have about maybe over 300 members right now, you know, but I'm able to maintain what I got, but I just kind of needed just something so I wouldn't be stressing every freaking time.
Yeah, no, I got you completely, and, you know, definitely here to help on that one, so. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out. Looks like your email you put down was ruru4040@yahoo. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. So when we get off the phone, I'll go ahead and shoot you over our application for our capital. Basically what it is, very simple, straightforward, one-page app. You know, nothing too serious on that. And then along with that, we're just going to require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements because, you know, that is one of our primary factors is the annual sales. And then also along with that, just a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys end up filing for 2015? I know you guys have only been around for a year.
Yeah, we were only open 3 months, dude, and we might have made we didn't make anything.
Oh, no worries at all, but did you guys, you know, get the tax return filed for that year?
Yeah, we had to, yeah.
Okay, yeah, perfect. If you want to just attach that as well, you know, we're not going to, you know, it's not going to ding you since, you know, the time in business, all that will justify, especially with the, you know, the bank statements, and, you know, we'll be able to get the health of the business that way.
Right, okay.
Man, you said you're shooting for about, you know, 80 to 100K this year?
Hopefully, yeah, that's what I'm shooting for. Right now, we're kind of like at the, you know, between, we're in October. We might hit 75. Well, we're at 75, somewhere around there right now.
Oh, yeah, you guys are definitely going to be above 80 then.
Well, yeah, we should be around there by that, you know, so... I mean, and that was another thing. I just didn't know how, you know, that kind of stuff works, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we normally, our rate right now fluctuates between, you know, $4,000 and $6,000 a month, you know, mm-hmm, so it's like mm-hmm. goes up and down. So that's
right.
That's kind of another deal where I'll like, right. I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this or not, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I gotcha. And yeah, like I was saying, you know, one of our primary factors is those sales. That's what we, you know, like to base a lot of it off. But we also base it off credit as well. You mentioned earlier, what's your personal credit like?
Man, the last time I checked was at 623, man. I don't know if it's gone down ever since I've opened up the business. My score just keeps going lower.
That's what happens though sometimes, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. It may be lower now. It may be under 600 now. Who knows?
Okay. Well, I mean, no worries on that too. Just kind of wanted to ask too. We do have a bunch of different programs over here. I mean, credit tiers A to D, even with past bankruptcies. So we should be able to, you know, definitely work something out for you guys. Other than that, have you guys gone to your? You said have you gone to your local bank out there too?
You know what, man? I know too many of the local banks here, and they're, right now they're just not lending for nothing, you know.
Yep,
and that's just hard to do business when you can't, mm-hmm. you don't, can't build a really good relationship with even with your local banks, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. But, yeah, I mean, we deal with a lot of the same exact situations, and, you know, that's the nice thing about us, too, is, you know, we open those doors to small, medium-sized businesses especially, but, you know, especially those businesses that, you know, have you know, problems getting funded from, you know, local banks and nationwide banks, whatnot. So,
right. So, and you know, and that's why I was just calling. You know, man, I know that y'all said you can get a loan up to 250. Man, I don't need no 250. I just need whatever you guys can help me out with.
Exactly. No, and. Yeah, exactly, and you know, that's the nice thing about us too over here is how it works is we are going to approve you for the largest amount and longest amount possible, and then what we do is we kind of put the ball in your court and let you decide how much you want to take, kind of, you know, work it out that way, so.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely can, that's why I wanted to ask, or why I asked earlier too, the kind of range that you'd be looking for. I know you said about 10 to 20.
Yeah, I'd be happy with something like that, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll put my best foot forward, see what programs we can get you over here. The other thing we do have is a match or beat policy, too. So if you wanted to just attach that cover letter that you had with Swift for that loan that you just brought on, I'll be able to get you something a little better to work with.
Oh, really?
Yep. So if you want to just attach that contract when you shoot me back the application after we email that, just, you know, the contract letter, you know, it's basically just the page where, you know, it says the amount, your rate, your term, blah, blah, you know, stuff like that. So we can, you know, get you something a little better.
Okay. That'll work, man.
Awesome. And then any other questions you got for me while we're still on the phone?
No, sir. I think you've answered pretty much everything that I kind of was open for, and like I said, man, I mean, if we're able to do business, that'll be great, man.
Awesome. I mean, that's the goal, right? But another question I had for you too was, you know, just hypothetically speaking, if, you know, all this worked out, when would you be looking to bring this on? Pretty soon, maybe next week or ASAP?
Yeah, man, ASAP, dude. I mean,
great.
Good, man. I mean, I would.
Perfect.
Would love to.
No, I was just, sorry to cut you off. I was just going to say we work really fast over here too. I know Monday's almost over here on our end, but about tomorrow, Tuesday, I know if you get me all those documents, we should be able to get you an answer maybe by the end of the day, if not Wednesday, and then if everything worked out, you know, assuming we could get the funding maybe by the end of the week, maybe start of next week if, you know, everything worked out smoothly.
That would be awesome, man.
But, yeah, I'll shoot you over the email right when we get off, you know, the phone with just that little description of everything it is we need. And then if you have any questions or anything, just give me a call or just shoot me an email and we can go from there.
All righty. That worked. That sounds like a plan, sir.
All right, Ruben. When do you think you can get that back to me, too? I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone.
I might be able to get it back to you this here just while I work on it right now. Maybe I can.
Awesome. I'm about to head out of the office here within about an hour or two, so if I get that before the end of the day, I'll try and get it submitted, but if not, worst comes to worst, I'll do it first thing tomorrow for you.
Okay, sounds like a plan, buddy.
All right, Ruben, have a good rest of your day, man. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Yep, bye.